with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TLB Talk Radio. I would love nothing more than to let that song play all the way through, but today I've got even more to put out than I usually do, and I already don't usually have enough time to put out what I have. So, again, TLB Talk Radio. Today is episode 40, and the title of today's show is When Genocide Comes Knocking. And no, that's not a joke. That's not intended to be taken lightly. That is to be weighted exactly the way it hits you when genocide comes knocking. TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest website, and that, of course, is tlbtalk.com. You want a place to talk about the things we're going to talk about today? You know you can't do it on Facebook. You may be able to do it on Twitter pretty soon, but you can't do it on YouTube. You can't do it on Instagram. We have a platform where you can talk about these things. As I start every show, I would like to thank RBN for the platform. I can't go in real deep to a bunch of things today. I would also like to thank Sam, the producer. I would like to thank Annie at Shake and Rake Radio for replaying the show every Thursday on her network. And for Stephen Roberts, who is my co-host on my newest show, Eagle's Eye Report, which is on Shake and Rake Radio Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Central. These are mechanisms that help the Liberty Beacon Project to get its word out. As I say every week, this is not entertainment, nor is it a baseless guess or remote possibilities. Just about everything I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability, depending on our course of action or the course of action we're being dragged down. Again, everything I state today will be referenced in an article that's published on the LibertyBeacon.com every Monday prior to the noon Central Time. If you doubt anything I say, I always make sure there are places where you can go to check on anything I say. So, tomorrow, by noon Central, on the LibertyBeacon.com, you can reference everything that you're going to hear today. So again, TLB Talk Radio, episode number 40, for today, the 30th of October, 2022. And the title is When Genocide Comes Knocking. To get the ball rolling here, for all of you who would state that my use of the word genocide is over the top, please wait until you hear the entire show, then ask yourself that again, okay? I doubt very seriously if you actually listen to what I'm going to put out, and what I'm going to put out is going to be 1/10 of the actual material contained in those reference articles that will be available. So, again, even if you still don't think that, well, maybe it's not really genocide, go and look at the articles I pulled pieces out of to put this show together. And what you're going to find out is it's over the top. It's not even a guess. I want to start it off by, well, Dr. Mercola said something quite accurately, and he put it quite bluntly, and this is what he said. We have a long list of challenges facing us at the moment. There's a global economic crisis. There's a European energy crisis. There's runaway inflation. There's the threat of escalating war. And that's just to name a few. And on top of all of that, the COVID industry is gearing up for another round of biosecurity tyranny. Okay. What do I mean by biosecurity tyranny? What I'm talking to you about is genocide. What I'm talking to you about, and we'll get into the numbers, excuse me, of course, I start to do a show, I start to cough. Again, psychosomatic. What we are talking about are numbers that would have absolutely knocked you out of your chair 2 years ago. If I would have told you that well over 2 billion people have been damaged across the planet by a vaccine, you would have said you're nuts. If I would have told you that 16 to 18 million had been damaged in the United States alone, and I think that's severely understated, I think it's well over 25 million, you would have said I'm nuts. If I would have told you that over 20 million, and some are saying between 25 and 30 million people have already died from a vaccine globally in less than 2 years, you would have said I'm nuts. Guess what? I'm not nuts. So if you're asking me, why is Roger talking about vaccines again this week? Didn't he do that the week before last and the week before that? There is nothing on this planet today that is affecting humanity more than this vaccine. I constantly tell everybody over and over again, in order for the elites to get their plan in place, which they have been planning for well over a century, not a week, not a month, not a year, not a decade, not a generation, a century or more. Some would say as much as two centuries. In order to get all of this in place, they needed two things to happen. And they are both happening right in front of your face, whether you can see it or not. That is a global collapse economically, so that they can step in and take over the economics of the entire planet. This is happening, people. There's a global economic collapse in place right now, and it's accelerating. It's not a joke. I did that show last week, and I'll do more about that next week. That's the one thing they need. What was the other thing? They all agree. All of these elites agree beyond a shadow of a doubt that 8.5 billion people are an uncontrollable number by a few, meaning themselves, because they make up maybe one-tenth of 1%. The actual elites, not their minions, the actual elites. So that's like asking, you know, 1,000 people to control 8.5 billion. It's not going to happen. So what was the second thing that absolutely had to happen? A massive reduction in the population. The numbers I gave you to open this show just 2 minutes ago are what is the beginning of a process. It is accelerating, and we're going to go through that. Okay, so social media itself has been in an uproar, and most of you may have heard about this, since a member of the European Parliament posted a video of a hearing in which a Pfizer director admitted the company never tested whether it's COVID mRNA, and this also applies for Moderna, prevents transmission prior to its approval for emergency use. In other words, what they're doing is they're backpedaling. They're telling you, we never tested this vaccine to see if it could keep you from spreading. I've gone over what is a vaccine with all of you several times, real quick. A vaccine keeps your body from getting a virus via setting up what? An immune system, okay? So it keeps your body from getting a virus, thus your body can't store a virus, thus you cannot transmit a virus. That's the definition of the purpose of a vaccine. Pfizer has already admitted their vaccine, their mRNA vaccine, cannot keep you from transmitting it. Well, hold on, people. If it can't keep you from transmitting it, then it can't keep your body from storing it, can it? You can't transmit something you don't have. So by admitting to the European Parliament that they never tested to see if you could transmit COVID once you had the vaccine, the jab, it's not a vaccine, and now we know you can, then obviously it doesn't keep you from getting it either. So what is it for? What is it for? I opened this show up by saying well over 2 billion people have been vaccine damaged globally. And well over 20 million, some saying as high as 30 million, have already died from this vaccine. And that's not slowing down, that's accelerating. Why? We'll get into that. Okay, though the fact that the COVID mRNA vaccines do not prevent transmission or keep you from getting COVID was, of course, abundantly clear from observation from people like me and others who may be listening, who watched what was going on around them not long after its implementation, but it was hidden from the general public. By who? By the media, by the government, by big pharma. It was hidden from us. But yet this myth was used as a primary justification for vaccine passes. Okay? You can't get a vaccine pass unless you've been vaccinated. That tells the world that I've been vaccinated, so I can't get you sick. I can't transmit COVID. That's a lie. You can. You can get it. Your body can store it. And you can give it. But you got a vaccine pass, which made you, and if you go back and listen to articles I wrote and shows I did 2 years ago, I called you a super spreader. Why? Because you could go everywhere that somebody who was supposedly vaccinated could go. Everybody thought you were safe, and all you were was a spreader, a super spreader. Now we know today that's an absolute fact. Okay, this was all hidden from the general public. This is what was used for the vaccine passes and the primary cause of the unprecedented venom that was launched at those who refused COVID vaccines all the way throughout 2021 and continuing up until today, including today. There are some places, if you're not vaccinated, you didn't get a vaccine, get away from me. Stay away from my kids. Oh my God, you're poison. These are the truly ignorant people who haven't listened to anything their friends or people like you and me have been trying to tell them. Not only did governments exert this pressure through policy, but in some cases, politicians and officials used their office to deliberately stoke the social stigmatization of the unvaccinated, even though they knew there was no major advantage to the public of getting vaccinated. Except genocide, which we're going to get to. After all, you can still get it, you can still give it, even after taking an extremely dangerous, proven fact, and often multiple times, jab. Excuse me. The global response to COVID has been nothing short of disastrous. And following the same playbook, once more, it's pure insanity, but this is what they want to do. There's only one reason to return to the strategy proven harmful, and that is because the harmful outcomes are actually desired by those whose agenda will benefit from such chaos and harm. I told you over a year ago, if you were listening, you'll remember this. I said, you watch. When flu season rolls around, they're going to tell you you need to get shot again. They're going to tell you that you can't go here unless you've got a COVID vaccine. You're going to end COVID passes. All of this is going to have a resurgence. The only thing not working in their favor right now is the fact that far too many people are aware of reality. And far too many people are going to tell them where to shove it. Thus, you will see much more chaos during flu season this year than you did last year, when far too many people didn't know the truth and were eager to put their bodies in harm's way. The crimes committed by the COVID military industrial complex, which includes the governments across the planet, big tech, big media, mainstream media, big pharma, and the bioweapons research industry globally, are now so numerous and egregious in nature, it's hard to fathom it can remain hidden, or that those perpetrating it can get away with it forever. Far too many people have awoken to the fact that this isn't what we were told. Why do you force over 5 billion, going on 6 billion people across this planet to take a jab you know can't do anything to help them except lessen their symptoms? It can't keep you from getting it, and it can't keep you from giving it. You just won't feel as bad when you have it. But yet it is the most dangerous and deadly pharmaceutical ever used on humanity in the entire history of humanity. Watch out, because round two is coming in your face real soon. It seems our public health authorities fear this as well. They're starting to fear it pretty much, which is why they're fighting tooth and nail to prevent the release of COVID jab data. For instance, the U.S. Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention, the CDC, spent 15 months fighting a legal battle to prevent the release of V-safe data, which is data accumulated from those who have had the shot. How are you feeling? Have you had a reaction? So on and so forth. Okay, this is run by the government. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is now refusing to release autopsy results of people who died post-jab. Why? How many of you have seen the videos or read the articles or listened to Roger talk about bodies where these people have done autopsies and they're pulling out clots that can be as long as 3 feet long, stringy clots, only in the vaccinated. Stringy clots that can be as much as 3 feet long. Where do you think the heart attack came from? How can a body survive with clots like that? It can't. But now the FDA is saying, you're not allowed to let the public see that data. Why? Anybody out there got a good answer for that? Anybody out there got a good answer for why the V-safe data was hidden and it took a 15-month legal battle to get that information released? And what did we find out? Massive harm being done to Americans via these jabs from the V-safe data that the government itself set up and then tried to keep from you. Wait a minute. Doesn't the CDC and the FDA work for you and me? Doesn't it? Don't we pay their salary? Don't our taxes pay for the CDC and the FDA? But they're going to keep the information we paid for from us that may help us to stay alive. They're going to go to court and fight a 15-month battle which cost the government and whomsoever is suing them millions of dollars to keep information from you that you paid for. Anybody out there think Roger's, I don't know, making too much of this? You're an idiot. Everything I just told you is true. Why do you think Roger's got his voice raised? Roger is so pissed off, it's insane. I have good friends that are vaccinated. I have good friends who actually, even though they never walked away from me, thought they were doing the right thing. That's another whole show. America was warned by top medical professionals and scientists that these shots are harming millions of people in America and around the world. We were warned, and these people were censored. The truth will now come out that all who took the mRNA shots must strive to rebuild their immune system and detox their bodies. The long-term effect will take a huge toll. And what do I mean by the long-term effect? What these things do is they go in the first shot and it knocks your immune system for a loop. Doesn't kill it, but it knocks it for a loop. They realized after doing some research, after people had gotten their first shot, that it didn't do a fatal blow to the immune system. So that's when they told you you needed a second shot. And it goes in and smacks your immune system even harder, but it's still not fatal to the immune system. So now you needed a booster. We've already had Moderna's CEO saying this is actually no worse than the yearly flu unless you're very old or you have multiple comorbidities. How many times have you taken five flu shots in a year? But yet now you're up to five. Why? Because each and every one of those shots gives a severe blow to the immune system. What is the intention here? It is the annihilation of your immune system. 3 years, 5 years from now, when people are dropping dead all over the planet, it won't be because of COVID. It'll be because of everything else, because they no longer had an immune system to protect them. This is not a joke. This is an absolute fact. Okay, let's talk about B-Save just for a second here, okay? Using the recently released B-Save data, 800,000 hospitalizations out of 10 million jabs. 800,000. That's 8% of the people who got the vaccine were hospitalized, okay? It means that as many as 18 million of the 230 million people who received at least one shot may have been hospitalized with severe adverse reactions. But hey, how many times do you see that on the news when they're telling you to take a vaccine? You're not. How about a couple of stats? You are four times as likely to be hospitalized by the vaccines than by COVID itself. Listen to me. You have a 400% chance, increased chance of being hospitalized if you've been vaccinated than if you had COVID and you weren't vaccinated. And that doesn't matter what age group you're in. Let's tweak it down a little bit. You are 20 times as likely to be hospitalized by the shots if you are under age 40 than by COVID itself. Why do you think so many of our kids get sick? Why do you think so many of our kids and our young adults are dying? Let me tell you that again. You are 20 times as likely to be hospitalized by the shots if you are under age 40 than by COVID itself. How many of you know that? Does that make sense to anybody here? Why would you ever go out and get another shot now? But hey, shot number five's out. They just made it absolutely mandatory for all of your young children, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, before they can go to school, before they can go to church, before they can go, all of the shot schedule, it's on there now. It's mandatory for your kids, your young ones. You don't have a choice. Why? More than 18 million people were injured so badly by their first COVID shot from Pfizer or Moderna that they had to go to the hospital. That's according to the CDC's own internal data. I'm not making this up. Yet, instead of alerting the public to the incredible dangers of this shot and completely shutting down Joe Biden's mass vaccination mandates, the CDC covered up the information until they were forced 15 months later to release it after tens of millions had been injured. They knew this, but they hid it. They fought desperately to keep you from knowing it. How many millions of Americans didn't have to die or end up in the hospital or be sick for the rest of their life? How many in that 15 months? Stop and think about that, people. If you think I'm joking about any of this, you ought to know me better by now. So peeling back the layers of deception and obfuscation reveals a shocking truth that may not be all that shocking for those of us that are pretty much informed. COVID vaccines are injuring and killing far more people than the governments across the planet are letting us know. It is by far the most deadly pharmaceutical in the history of humanity. Estimates compiled from pieced together data using statistical analysis, and it's extremely accurate, suggest that as many as 20 to 25 million people worldwide have died so far from the shots, while another 2.2 billion, as I stated, have suffered injuries. And this is just the beginning. Let me say that again. Global deaths far exceed 20 million, and global injuries far exceed 2 billion. And these spike proteins will be in your system. Well, in the coming months and years, these figures were only ballooned to higher numbers because the lingering spike protein progressively damages the body, especially of those who are fully vaccinated, leaving them prone to every illness that comes along. It's called autoimmune disease. And also to deadly clots, myocarditis and pericarditis. Yeah. Genocide, anybody? Are you starting to understand where the title came from? We've been deceived and sold out. When you add these and other revelations together, it's quite clear that we are being herded into the Great Reset, and that the wide range of industries have been weaponized against us for this very purpose, most notably the medical industry, the financial industry, and big tech. Government was set up to be of, by, and for the people, and has been infiltrated and turned against us as well, and is now using every power at its disposal to suppress and control the population while simultaneously allowing the systems we depend on for life to be dismantled and destroyed, such as food, energy, and the financial system. What are the two things I said you need in order to get global governance? You need to absolutely destroy the global financial system, and you have to severely reduce the size of the population. Tell me which one is not happening. Again, next week, we will once again pull apart the global economic system to a point where you can't help but believe that as well. There's only one reason for this, and that is that government, not just the U.S. government, but governments all across the planet, are on board with the Great Reset and will result in a totalitarian dystopia. This is exactly where we're headed. As I have stated, a day of reckoning is coming. And the more of humanity that awakens to this tyranny, the quicker it'll be that we can push back. Because what you are witnessing is the global elite's pre-planned and choreographed Great Reset. I have been warning about this for well over a decade. Go back and look at the articles Roger has written. Just type vaccines into the LibertyBeacon.com. That's our flagship. That's the first one I started way back when, 12 years ago. What you will see is that I have been talking about basically the Great Reset, although not by that name, for over a dozen years. I've been talking about global governance. I've been talking about the need for a massively reduced population, basically when genocide comes knocking. Now do you understand where the title came from? I don't care who you are and what you think. The fact that I told you that over 20 million people globally and well over 2 billion people globally have either died or been severely injured by these vaccines, but yet you've got the fifth shot. They just mandated it under the table for your children. And I just told you, you have a 400% better chance of ending up in the hospital or maybe even dying if you're under 40 years old from the shots than you do from COVID. Why the hell would you give that to my kid? Why would you let your kid get it? These statistics don't come from me. They come from the CDC. A CDC and an FDA that spent 15 years fighting you getting information that would bring these conclusions about. A CDC and an FDA that wanted all COVID side effects from the trials hidden from you for 75 years. Remember that? They wanted all information on the deadly side effects of these vaccines hidden from you for 75 years. A judge told them, you can't have that. And now we know. There are thousands of severe and deadly side effects to these vaccines. But you better take it, and you better give it to Grandpa, and you better give it to your children. These are also sterilizing humanity. In 5 years, how many humans will be left? If your children die early, if you can't have babies, if all of the elderly folk go away, we are looking at the biggest die-off in human history over the next 3 to 5 years. We'll be back.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Yeah, again, I'd like to let it play forever, but I've got a good friend who just called in, and I'd like to have a few minutes to chat with him. How are you today, Luca?
Oh, boy, I'm listening to you, and I'm sitting there pacing the room. I'd love
really?
To rant just like you, though. I tried something. I have 10 slides to share, and it took me a minute 45 to talk. So it's up to you, whatever you want to do.
Look, what I'd like to do is, as far as slides go or anything else, no, I just want your opinion on what you heard. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes to talk. So just straight from the heart, what did you hear so far today and what in it impresses you the most? And I don't mean, ooh, isn't Roger good? I mean, is that real? Are they really doing that to us? What impressed you the most out of that information?
The truth, basically, because, let me put it this way. Sherry Tenpenny, you know Dr. Sherry Tenpenny,
yes.
I'm sure most people have heard of her. She has one client that came in, and she was taking care of her, and finally the client says, oh, well, it's probably coming that time for the great culling. And Sherry says, excuse me? She said, well, you know, the great culling. There's going to be a whole mass of people that are going to be dying off. You know, it's deliberate. And she just kind of not used that client again. She just separated herself from that client big time. And then there's top pathologist Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, maker of the COVID test, who said this. These tests should absolutely not be used. And he talked about the coronavirus pandemic as being the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. You see that, and then you know the stuff that you and I have been sharing, 7,500% increase of cancer since the beginning of the pandemic because of that.
I've got to jump in. Yeah, that's a perfect point.
You're going to jump in every time I say something.
Yeah, but I know. I do want to hear what you have to say, but let's expound on that just a little bit. I have just got done telling everybody that the first shot does serious damage to your immune system. And each shot after that does more damage until they figure once you've had 3 shots, your immune system is pretty much ineffective. Once you've had 4, it's basically shut down. The 5th one is to make sure that one of the other 4 didn't slack off on the job. Basically, that's it. So basically what they must have done is test enough people to find out that even after the 4th shot, they had a remainder of an immune system. I'm telling people genocide is happening. Well, if I'm telling people genocide is happening and I'm saying 2.2 billion people have been damaged, they're not dead. Most of them will be eventually, but they're not dead now. And about 20 to 25 million people have died. That's not global genocide with 8 billion people. But what you need to understand is that if you have had 3, 4, or 5 shots and your immune system is knocked to the ground, things that normally wouldn't affect you because you have an immune system will now affect you. Things like cancer will run rampant in your body where it could be fought off before. We are not only seeing, and thank you for the number, 7,000 some odd 100%. I appreciate that, Luca. But take a look at stillbirths. Take a look at kidney disease. Take a look at, and I could go on and on, respiratory diseases. Take a look. All of these have screamed up. Why have they all screamed up? Because you no longer have an effective immune system. But they just released shot 5, and you better take it, or you may not be able to go into the liquor store. Well, no, you can always go into the liquor store. You may not be able to go into the local, I don't know, chat shop in your town. The whole thing here is you're absolutely right. You hit the nail right on the head, Luca. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Well, I'd like to join you in the chorus. Here's RFK Jr.'s quote. He says, the CDC is not... Okay, let me start that again. The CDC is not an independent agency. It's a vaccine company.
Yes.
The CDC owns over 20 vaccine patents. It sells about $4.6 billion worth of vaccines every day, every year, I'm sorry. Okay?
Okay.
And the other one...
hold on. Oh, go ahead.
Well, the other thing I really want to get through to people, if they want to see what Roger's talking about, if they want to see the truth that he's coming out with, go to a link called stopworldcontrol.com. In one word, stopworldcontrol.com. And download a movie called The Plan because it's free. And you're getting all kinds of documents from, you know, Doctors Without Borders, with all these people. that are proving that months before the pandemic, a panel discussed the need for a global disruptive event to make the world willing to accept the experimental vaccines. It's a joke, as Roger says so well.
Okay, let me jump in and go back to where you were, okay, with the CDC. But it's not just the CDC. It's the CDC, it's the FDA, it is just about every major government agency. But let's talk about the CDC and the FDA. They are not government entities. Anybody who thinks they are, you're wrong. They are listed, okay, as corporate entities. That's not a joke. Do some homework, people. Otherwise, how could they own patents? How could they take profit? How could Fauci be paid higher with compensation from a lot of things outside of the norms of, you know, his job, even higher than the president of the United States? He is the highest paid, quote unquote, government employee, except, again, the CDC, the FDA, and a lot of these others are not government agencies. You're being told they are. They take your tax dollars, but they're not. They are actually corporate entities. And for anybody who doesn't believe me, you better do some homework, because if you challenge me, I'm going to embarrass you. Anything else, Luca? If not, I got to jump back into this.
One more. Okay. High level, and you know, this is what's really tragic for us, for Roger, and for me, for so many other researchers and broadcasters, is that we're screaming this at the top of our lungs, and people are just going to turn around and walk away. High level experts from the WHO, the United Nations, U.S. and U.K. military, British secret services, CDC, Pfizer, and the U.K. government reveal the evidence that the pandemic is used to install a world dictatorship. Hello.
Okay. Look, tell everybody where your show is and when it is, so that they, and first off, everybody needs to understand that Luca is the technical director for media for the Liberty Beacon Project. So he is part of the project, has been for many years. Tell them where they can catch your show, please. And then I've got to jump back into this.
Yep. It's Luca's World on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Central. And RBN. I hope to see you there, because this is what we talk about, yes.
Yes.
This is what we're screaming, and, you know, among other things, of course.
Yes.
And thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no. Thank you for jumping in. Okay. What I would like for everybody to understand here is what Luca just said plays right into what I was talking to you about, okay? I stated, and I stated it several times and on several shows, and I'm going to reiterate it right now. There are two things that need to happen in order for an elitist caste, which has been planning to do this for well over a century, and in some cases, depending on what you're actually talking about, as much as two centuries, global governance. There are two things they absolutely needed, and technology has helped them to acquire the means to do it. What are those two things? Here we go again. Global governance requires the absolute collapse of the global economy. Why? Because that causes the collapse of global governance, to the point where if you have a strong global government that can stick their hand out and say, we can help you, it won't be as good as it used to be, but it'll be better than it is now, and this is all you have to do. That's one thing. They absolutely need to see a global monetary collapse. They have to control the money. Gee, Federal Reserve-style banks all over the entire world except for two nations. I think it's three nations on the entire planet. Each and every one of them are part of this cabal. So that's the one thing. What was the other thing? They all agree 8.5 billion people are far too many to control. If you take a look at the Georgia Guidestones that were destroyed, gee, wasn't it kind of, I don't know, a coinky dink that all of a sudden right in the middle of what I was screaming and other people were screaming was global genocide. You see the destruction of the Guidestones, the Georgia Guidestones, and what was one of their biggest placards, the most populous one, the one that everybody knew? Keep humanity under 500 million in tune with nature. And I'm paraphrasing. There's 8.5 billion of us. That means 8 billion people need to go. Now, let's pick this apart, okay? Let's take everything that happened in the first part of the show and let's synopsize it into how this is happening. We already know that between 5 and 6 billion people have been given at least one, and on many cases, several of these shots, which means that their immune system has been severely damaged. All right? They're already telling you we're going into a flu season. You need to take this fifth shot, okay? Or if you haven't had any, you need to start at ground zero and get all of the shots. This is going to ramp up globally. It's already happening. We are seeing people right now dying at a rate from things that aren't even associated with COVID, like Lucas said. You know, cancer is up by over 7,000%, people. 7,000% increase in cancers. That's not normal. When did that start happening? About the time they started giving these shots. So what you need to understand is, over the next 3 to 5 years, these damaged or totally deleted, all right, immune systems are going to allow you to get sicker and sicker and sicker until something hits you in a weakened state that causes a fatal bump. Boop, you're gone. Will it be associated with COVID? Nope, it won't be. Will they tell you that the vaccine did this? Nope, they won't. But what they're going to have to do is explain how over 3 to 5 years, a half to two-thirds of the global population is either deathly sick or dead. What you're seeing right now is 2.2. And all of these facts are in the article tomorrow. You can see exactly where these figures come from and how they were derived. I don't bullcrap. You know that by now. You've got 2.2 billion people out of 8.5, or a little less than 8.5 billion people that have already been damaged, which means they already have a severe blow to their immune system, which means it's going to be a whole lot easier for them to get a cold and die than you or me, who were never vaccinated, to get a cold and die. Without an immune system, things that could never even bother you or just, I don't know, give you the sniffles for a couple of days and a low-grade fever will now kill you. And there are 2.2 billion of those already damaged globally, and the number's going up every day. There are 18 million Americans statistically that have already died from COVID. But they're fighting desperately to keep you from getting that information. 15 months, the CDC fought you getting the V-safe data. How long right now has the FDA been fighting to keep you from getting the data from those who have died and what their autopsies are showing? Again, what I was telling you, blood clots like you would not believe. You swear to God you're on another planet. There's actually videos out there of morticians pulling these blood clots out of somebody's severed leg, and they're 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot long. This is a blood clot, people. And every one of them is vaccinated, but yet the FDA, who is supposed to work for you, most people don't know they're a private corporation, who is supposed to work for you, who you're tax dollar support, is fighting to keep you from seeing any of that information. The CDC spent millions of dollars fighting you to ever see the V-safe data, which is telling us, again, that there are over 18 million people statistically in this country at this point that have been severely damaged. what we're seeing here is not a joke. What we're seeing here is that this is all starting to come to light. What we're seeing here is a Moderna CEO stepping up to say, because he's scared, stepping up to say, well, you know, this is really no worse than COVID's really no worse than the yearly flu, unless you're really old or you have a bunch of comorbidities. Yeah. What we have here is a Pfizer corporate officer standing up in front of the EU Parliament saying, well, you know, when we put these vaccines out for emergency use, we hadn't done any research on whether or not they could transmit. Explain this to me, Mr. Pfizer director. If they can store it in their body, then they can transmit it. So what you're telling people is we didn't know you could transmit it. What you never mentioned is whether their bodies had the ability to store it after this jab, because you can't transmit it unless you can get it. But they never brought that up. We have been lied to on levels far beyond anything you can imagine. There has been a forced vaccination, a global forced vaccination. Are you listening to me? Billions of people have been vaccinated multiple times with something that doesn't work. It won't keep you from getting it. It won't keep your body from storing it. And it won't keep you from transmitting it. But you better get it. Well, if it doesn't work as a vaccine, if it has no grounds whatsoever to be issued to the general public as a vaccine, why is it being given, and why are you being coerced, and why are you being shamed into taking it? There's only one reason for that, people. It has another purpose. The mechanism was never intended to save you from COVID, which we've already been told is no worse than a yearly flu. So I'm going to give you a vaccination, supposedly it's a vaccination, that doesn't work at all, that we know has killed tens of millions of people and harmed billions, okay, to fight something that is no worse than the yearly flu, and it doesn't even work to do that. I dare anybody to challenge anything I just said. I dare you to. You can't. It doesn't work. It's been admitted by the vaccine manufacturers. It doesn't work. And for them to say they didn't know you could transmit before it started going out, emergency use authorization, that's a lie. The mRNA vaccines have been in development for well over a decade, close to 15 years. They knew exactly what it could do and exactly what it was for. And what it wasn't for is keeping you from getting COVID. Because if it was intended to keep you from getting COVID, wouldn't you have to admit that it is the biggest failure by any corporate entity ever in the existence of humanity? Wouldn't you have to admit that since it does absolutely nothing it's supposed to do, but you're being forced to take it, that the mechanism was never intended as a pharmaceutical? It was intended for a totally different purpose. How many people have died from this? How many people have injured and may eventually die from this? We're talking in the billions, people, in the billions. All of those people that are damaged, seriously damaged, the 2.2 billion of them, a very large number of them will eventually succumb to something else. They will go away. And we will see a lot more of this as time progresses. Right now, the thing that absolutely aggravates me the most and angers me the most is the fact that the FDA and the CDC worked together to make sure that this vaccine could be given to your infant children, your 5, 4, 3-year-olds before they could go to nursery school, before they could go to a public school. They absolutely now have to have it. It's part of the shot schedule. Why? Why? I know I told everybody here that you have a 400% higher chance of going to the hospital extremely sick from the vaccines than you do from COVID itself. And COVID is not dangerous to young children at all. It's no worse than the yearly flu. But you're going to give your kids, or will you, the most dangerous pharmaceutical in the history of this planet that won't do what it was supposed to do, but maybe it is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Anybody here listening to this show right now, I want you to do this. I want you to stick this away in the corner of your mind somewhere. Don't forget what you heard today. I'm not telling you got to remember everything, but just don't forget what you heard today. And 3, 4, 5 years from now, look back on it and see just how accurate this discussion was. We're already seeing it happening. We already know billions have been vaccinated and billions more will be vaccinated via the coercion of their governments. We already know their immune systems will be destroyed. Stop and think. Two things you need to take over the world: collapse the global monetary system, the global economy, and literally commit genocide on a vast majority of humanity. Again, tell me which one isn't happening right now. Listen to the speeches from Klaus Schwab on the World Economic Forum. Listen to what he says. Listen to it and read between the lines, and you're going to come awful close to what I just told you, only it's him bragging about it. Listen to Bill Gates saying if we do a really good job with vaccines, we can cut back 14% on the population. Only that number was erroneous. He was thinking more like 85 to 90%. If you think that this all started with the COVID vaccine, you're wrong. At this point, the United States has been going backwards with our ability to have children for over a decade and even longer. Think, people. You may not have a lot of time to do it. If you don't, do it now. We'll talk again next week. And remember this, I'll never lie to you. Thank you for listening. In the signs and the words and the prophets are written on the subway walls, in tenement halls, in whispered in the sound of silence.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.